Colin Alexander took over the director's post 9 months ago. Since then, he's altered some of previous director Ali Seeker's approaches to recycling.
For instance, I found book brokers to buy the books, which wasn't happening before. They were just going as scrap paperweight, as well as e-scrap. I found a buyer for the e-scrap. So those are just different ways that I've looked at finding revenue. This is not the easiest economy to work in at times. It's up at the moment, which I'm thankful for. But recycling is a tough business, and any way you can get money is a good thing.
He says that he wants to build off of what Seeker had going. He's worked with local agencies and Morehead State University to promote recycling. He's even found ways to recycle what's known as e-scrap. That's a blanket term for things like flat-screen TVs, printers, computers, and other electronic equipment that could be considered environmentally dangerous. He also says that he wants to garner a social media presence. According to him, it's one of the best ways to teach people about recycling.
I've used that in Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, particularly Facebook, to get people introduced to recycling ideas, events that we host, things not to do recycling, things to do recycling. And again, it's changing mindsets about recycling to, yeah, we need to, because this is our only earth and this is what we were supposed to do.
The center is a nonprofit organization that accepts paper, 2 different grades of plastic, and metal products. They are responsible for baling the materials up and putting them back in the marketplace. Alexander explains that even though he would like to take glass, there are simply no buyers for it.
Locally, it's almost impossible to get rid of, and post-consumer glass is what we were dealing with here before, like L8 bottles, beer bottles, that sort of glass. And that's really where the problem lies. No one wants that type of glass. I'm not an expert, not going to pretend to be. But there's a difference between that type of glass and, say, the windshield of a car in the chemical composition.
He notes, however, that there is something in the works to allow them to take it again.
I'm working with the U.S. Forestry Service to try to get some trail maintenance use out of post-consumer glass. That's in the works. That's why I can't really talk a whole lot about it. But we're hoping in the future to be able to take glass again and it to be put back into use into the community and better the community in the long run.
To learn more about the changes being made or information on what can and cannot be recycled, contact 606-784-1250. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Victoria Agee.